It is, and there's a couple of days to go on the Olympic campaign, and one of the highlights has absolutely been the performance of the track team. We know the swim girls and the boys did their thing, but the track stuff has been just pulsating, and I wonder what it's been like for Nick Bedeau, one of the Australian athletics coaches who joins us on the line from Tokyo. Nick, thanks for your time.
Yeah, good morning. It's a lot of fun. Bit of work, it's good fun.
I'm sure there's a bit of work behind the scenes. We're only seeing the activity on the track, of course. What's your assessment so far? Is this what you expected from the team, or has it gone ahead of some of the predictions?
I think we've gone well. You always hope we do a little bit better because, you know, everyone takes some medals, but I think the way that we've competed in general has been really good. I've seen a bit of a change in the positivity and the purpose in the way the athletes have approached the competition. So in general, I think things are looking up and we're representing ourselves a bit better and the people at home are enjoying it.
Well, we're having a hell of a time watching it. Don't worry about that. And we thank you for all the work that the team's put together to do it. But you talk about the energy in the team, the vibe of the team. Looking from afar, looking from on the couch, there does seem to be a really strong atmosphere and connection between this team. How do you get that for an individual athletes working within a team? How do you get that bond?
Well, it just sort of spreads. And I think if there's an expectation and everyone understands the expectation is that the absolute best effort and commitment and, you know, taking it to the opposition and really putting your best out there, it just starts to spread. Everyone knows that that's the bare minimum. And, you know, the Olympic Games only come around every so often, and we've had to wait an extra year for this one. So people have really got their minds set on delivering a performance that represents all their family and friends and people have known them all their lives and supported them all their lives. You'll be watching them, which they don't always do watch them in our sports, to represent themselves well.
So you kind of touched on it, Nick, but are you not surprised with what you're seeing, or is this something that you go, well, gee, well, we knew that it was coming, but it's coming a bit quicker than we thought?
We've always discussed that we've got to have a bit better approach and people have got to understand what's required and how tough it is, how competitive it is. You can't afford to show any weakness here. You get opened up and you get exposed. So just a bit better understanding of that with every team member as they come on board. You know, normally, we're not really exposed to this sort of level of competition in Australia. They're only competing against other people in Australia, and normally you win if you're better than others. But here, everyone's at pretty much the same level, and you've got to have more than just ability to win. And I think they're just gradually been getting a bit of understanding of that.
It might be like asking you to choose which is your favourite child, but has there been a performance that you've been most proud of or most happy of actually seeing over the last week?
Look, it's been a lot. Like, you know, in the Australian team, Denny was great, the discus stark was great, and the high jump, Brooke Stratton was fantastic. Bowl was fantastic in these three races. And then there's been a lot of people who haven't done quite as well who've been really well. Jen, you know, ruptured Achilles last night, was brave in getting to the final and getting to the last water jump before she booked herself about a 7-month holiday with her Achilles rupture. There's been a lot of them. You don't just isolate one. It's just the whole attitude. It's good to see amongst our team, and I think we're going to see it the rest of the week.
We've got some action today too. Love to get your take on that. Ollie Hoare and Stu McSwain in the 1500 metres. We saw Jess Hale and Lyndon Hall do their job last night to make the final. What do we expect from the boys today?
I think they'll run with purpose and be aggressive, and I think they can both make the final if they execute properly and do the job. I've got no doubt they're both good enough. They've just got to make no mistake and stick to their plans, and they should be in the final. The girls last night were great. They did exactly that. They ran with purpose, stuck to the plans they had, and first time ever we've got two women in the Olympic 1500 metres final, and I think they'll both be in the front half of the field in the top eight.
Yeah, well, they ran beautifully last night, and the commentary was very excited about it, as were we on the couch. Is there a medal coming our way on the track anytime soon?
Well, look at Maloney and the decathlon's in second place at the moment. I'm just sitting there now watching him start 110-metre hurdles this morning. He's probably in the best position. Let's see if these two boys get in the final. If McSwain and Walton get in the final, they're certainly in contention. They've both shown in the Diamond League circuit they can place in the top three. So they've got to get the final first. If they do, I would say they're a chance.
And the Peter Bowles situation last night, we were talking about it before, and obviously, well, everyone's been talking about it for the last couple of days. Had he had a bit more pace on and someone to perhaps be a bunny for him, could have been a different outcome, do you reckon?
Yeah, Yeah, possibly, but that's the way it is in Olympic racing. You can't organise a pacemaker beforehand, and he probably had a decision to make once they got 200 or 300 in. If it went too slow, he probably wasn't any chance to win, and he had to probably make it quick, and maybe he could have waited another 50, 60, 100 metres before he took the lead, but it's all easy in hindsight. He ran a positive race, put himself in the winning chance, he just wasn't strong enough to hold on, but pretty hard to criticise the way that guy ran. He was fantastic, and I would say that both in his coach, Justin Rowley, did a pretty good job, and you know, for 750 metres, they were a chance to win with the gold medal.
Nick, we really appreciate your time, particularly where you are at the moment. It's always obviously really busy and you're in Japan. One final one from me, just the conditions, how hard it is to be running at the moment. We watch it on television, it looks bright and sunny and looks perfect, but the humidity and the heat, how difficult is that making it for the athletes?
Look, it's great for the people in the sprint events, you know, 1, 2, maybe up to 800 metres, 1,500 and up, it's tough, it's really hot. The decathlete is really hot and it'll take its toll today. It's up to 35 degrees, really high humidity, and just draining to being out there for so long. So it might look nice and sunny on TV, but it is pretty tough conditions. And the marathon on Saturday and Sunday, the men's and women's marathon, that's going to be horrific. It'll be really tough. That'll be a real test of endurance and just ability to survive in the heat.
Yeah, it does seem impressive at times, but what you're doing, your team's doing, is bringing great joy and pride to the nation. So send them everyone our best today that's competing, and we look forward to seeing some more great performance from our Aussie athletes. Thank you, Nick.
All right, thanks a lot.